This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day to you. It's time for us to talk. You know what I mean? Listening. When Doug talks, everybody listens.
Ears open, mouth shut.
Only, that only were true, as a matter of fact. So there's more on the January 6th hearings, the evidence that's been gathered, the events surrounding the storming of the Capitol. There is nothing new here. It just is the first time the public is getting wind of some of the nonsense, some of the craziness, some of the stupidity, some of the mishandling of all of this. This has been going on for, a year and a half now? Or more?
No, it's
more.
It's 2.5.
Right. Yeah, exactly. 100,000 pages of documents have been examined. There's a couple of Republicans on it, and then a couple of bunch of Democrats, and, you know, they all want to make it about Trump. And I suppose maybe in part it was about Trump, but it's deeper than that. There's an extreme group of people who are extremely upset. And even though we don't like the general tone that was set that day, there are reasons for people being angry. And that's because of what you just said, Jay. People who are supposedly in power, and I put that in air quotes, are not listening. They're not doing, whether you agree with what the majority in your state or your town or your city say, if it's the majority should rule. And in this circumstance, the majority doesn't say, the majority says that Trump didn't win the election, so you got to accept that. Well, these people didn't accept it for whatever the reason, whether Trump whooped them into a frenzy or whether they just were angry about a lot of other things. But to be sure, they are extreme, extremist groups. Maybe that's too simplistic. But
well, it was like a little bit of everybody. And before I mention the Gen 6, to touch on what you just said, Doug, about the elections, the election should be so airtight that there shouldn't even be a question. Nobody
yes.
should even be able to realistically begin rumors, should it be false, that there could be anything wrong with elections and how votes were counted. It should just be so airtight that nobody could even say anything otherwise, and that's why it makes you question. I believe, personally, that the election results are valid, but it does make you question a lot of the videos.
It shouldn't be about beliefs.
Because you see videos of people doing different things. And
yeah, but it needs to be about facts, not beliefs. I believe that it was that what happened. I don't
care. Well, the fact that people can vote more than once.
Yeah.
People can cheat the system to vote more than once. The fact that people can do that it means that it's not airtight enough.
No, and again, I'm gonna I will cop to my doing it. I told this story on the air before about how a number of years ago I voted three times in three different states on the same day. And that shows to me how corrupt or messed up people say, Steffen should be in jail. Listen to what he did. Well, Steffen did it because he wanted to make a point. My point was, I had at the time had residence in Florida, so I voted an absentee ballot in Florida. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts, got on a plane, flew to California, and voted in California. So in the same election, I voted three times. Shouldn't have been able to do that. But I did, and I made a point of it. And every time I tell the story, people either say, oh, my God, did you hear what he did? Because they think that I'm some kind of scumbag. And that's fine. You can have that feeling if you want. But I made a point of it. And so here I am, I can talk about it. And I'm sure there are plenty of other people. I mean, that's a minor example of, if you want to call it corruption, whatever it is. I wasn't meaning it to be corrupt. I just showed everybody how easy it was to do it.
You showed how easy it was. Yeah, and I'm sure that you weren't the only person to have figured that out, and you were doing it to prove a point, but I'm sure others weren't. And then back to the January 6th situation, you had people there with ill intent. You had people there who were just trying to peacefully protest, who were trying to be part of something. As far as people who went into the Capitol, the whole Capitol riot situation, yeah, there were people that should be arrested and did break the law. But then there were other people who were just on a self-guided tour because they were permitted in by security and police officers.
And we ought to have that. I was resentful as all get out when whatever happened, I forgot what prompted it. When Bill Clinton was president, they put a fence around the White House out front. They blocked the front entrance to the White House, which was something that I loved to walk around. When I was working in Washington back in the early 90s, and my studio was just down the street, actually. I think it was 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue, just two blocks from the White House. I used to, when I'd leave the station, the studio, I'd take a walk. And I'd walk up by the White House, and I'd walk around the buildings that were there. And it's awesome to have that experience. Anybody who's a kind of a red-blooded American, you know, we talk about trips to take with a family. I think that one of the most important trips you can take is to bring your family to Washington and to, not necessarily, you're not going to see how the government works, but just see kind of what's there and feel to a limited extent what has been felt by so many people who were the folks that lived in the White House, what decisions were made there, how it affected the world, and then, you know, the bubbling energy that comes out of some of the other buildings that are around there. Some of it is because of the lawyers and the K Street lobbyists and stuff, and that's not all positive, but yet it's the seat of power and control, and it feels like it. That's what the feeling I got walking around. And it was frankly, walk to Washington Monument. Or sit, I remember one Sunday night, I just sat under the chair where Abraham Lincoln's, you know, the Abraham Lincoln statue, if you want to call it that, at the Lincoln Memorial. I sat there. It was midnight, and there was nobody around. It was awesome. And you can't do that anymore. I don't know. I guess you can do it sit in front of Buckingham Palace if you want to. Or sit in front of I've been in, when I was at the Vatican once, I was doing a broadcast, and I was up on the roof of the Vatican, and that was something. You don't think that was a cool experience? And it's, again, about energy and what you feel in the experience. So my point here is that we ought not to be short-circuited, but because of the crazies, we have been short-circuited in the experience that we all ought to be able to have. So, you know, I mean, look at what's gone on over in Berlin in the last 24 hours. Here's this guy that drives his car into a crowd of people in a shopping mall, and he killed one person and hurt eight other people. And so here we go. We're not only, we got crazies here, there's crazies over there. This guy drove through this bunch. He got out of the car, he got back into the car, and crashed into another shop down the street. Obviously, the guy's out of his mind. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, for sure. There was questions of whether or not it was intentional, if it was some kind of medical episode, and the police did find evidence that the driver, this is their direct quote, the driver was, quote-unquote, a mentally ill person running amok.
Yeah.
And the person who was killed is the driver is 29 years old. The woman who died is a school teacher who was on a trip with a class of teenagers. So she was there protecting these kids.
Yeah. There you go. Take a deep breath. All right, more testimony. You're talking about things going on in Washington. The Uvalde story goes to Washington. We'll talk about that after this.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare. and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, so while we're focusing, Jay, on Washington, what's going on at 17 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jay Kirtner is here, and I, listening to the testimony of this 11-year-old from the school, Maya Carrillo, survived the shooting, recounted her experience, pre-recorded testimony, played at a House hearing on gun violence. Young Carrillo covered herself in her friend's blood and pretended to be dead. She's 11 years old. What's her life going to be like the rest of her life, thinking about how she covered herself in her friend's blood to pretend to be dead? Good God, what are we, what, 11-year-old girl, tragic, my God.
But also very, very wise on her part to do so, to save her life. There is another kid who played dead to save his life as well. She's the only one who went as far as to smear the blood, but I mean, this poor girl, this poor child, kudos to her for being such a survivor.
It's just amazing. Meanwhile, there's a bipartisan group of senators that are trying to negotiate a deal focused on background checks and mental health and school security, that sort of thing. Maybe there's an agreement that they'll come up with, who knows how long it'll take. In June, don't these lazy so-and-sos go home for their two-month vacation or something? It's like being in school. They don't do much in the summertime. By the way, the Supreme Court announcement is supposed to come out as to the decisions on five or six cases. I think is it next week, or it certainly is before the end of June. But then I know. So anyway,
sometime this month.
Kind of hoopla that creates. Speaking of hoopla, go ahead.
Oh no, I was just touching on the school shooting and having the conversation of whether or not there should be more police officers or security. There on the other side of the conversation, there are a lot of kids, specifically in areas that are predominantly people of color, who these kids are afraid of having more security in the schools. They feel like they are typically targeted by police officers or members of security teams, and there, while some people are like, no, we should have more security, there are some places where the students are like, we don't want more security.
No, but you're going to get it whether you like it or you don't because of what's going on in our society. That's it. I mean, I don't see what else you can. I don't see this going any other way than more lockdowns. Back to what I was saying about the White House and everything being, there's gates around everything and fences, schools. How do you live your life like that? 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into what's happening now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 23 after the hour. What's happening? Everything we talk about is sort of what's happening. What's happening, baby? So here's a here's an item about Kenny Loggins. Remember Loggins in Messina? Loggins. Kenny Loggins. He's on his, he went
Kenny
on his
Loggins,
own, too.
Footloose.
Didn't he? Yeah, yeah, right. But the Loggins and Messina combo was when they were a little younger. It was, they created some pretty good music. So what Kenny Loggins is now going public with whatever his, he was addicted to what? He's another guy that's got problems.
In his memoir, Still All Right, that is going to be released this month, he talks about how his second marriage fell apart in about 2005, and he started losing a lot of weight. He was suffering insomnia. Doctors prescribed him some benzo to help calm his anxiety and deal with his depression. Like Klonopin, Ativan, Valium. And the doctor even warned him, like, these are highly addictive. This is a highly addictive medication. And he said that he'd never been addicted to anything, so he had no idea how difficult the detox would be, and he figured that he would just use the medication until he didn't need it, and then he'd get back on his feet, taper him off, and move forward. And he managed to kick that habit, and he was living his life for about 5 years, and then he had complications from surgery. It was a routine surgery to remove a cyst, and he was sent to an intensive care and prescribed drugs, including Xanax, which is, you know, kind of a friend Valium. And he wrote that it got to a point where he was, like, hallucinating when he was detoxing. It was his daughter, who was 11 or 12 at the time. He had left the house with her, and he realized he didn't have his medication on him, the benzo, and he was completely freaking out, and his daughter, 11 at the time, was like, Daddy, I love you. I can't be around you when you're like this. And so he checked himself into rehab, and on one of the last days, while detoxing, he just had such a hallucination that there was this horrific presence, like some kind of demonic presence in his room, that he was too terrified to even get out of bed to turn the light on. The hallucinations were just so bad from coming out of this. But yeah, so he discusses many things in this memoir, but one of the big ones is how he's talking about dealing with this addiction.
You think about this stuff, and you think about what man's inhumanity to man is all about. What's more inhumane than these powerful drug companies that keep creating these things that they'll sell you and convince you they're good, and to a point they are. But then you get into, if you're really in pain, this is a great way, I suppose, not to suffer. It's a great way to readjust, if you will, recalibrate your mind. But whatever is there, the question always is, or should be, is the outcome better than or worse than whatever is responsible for you taking the pills? Yeah, that's the way I look at it. When people, I remember I had my finger operated on a couple of years ago, and man, did it hurt. And the doctor said, okay, well, let me give you some pills. I said, don't bother. I'm not taking them. And he looked at me strangely and said, why wouldn't you want to eliminate the pain? I said, I'll take 3 or 4 Advil, and I'll be fine. Because I know my body. But this is it's how easy it is. Okay, I'll give you this drug that'll help relieve the pain. Well, you know what? Sometimes it's necessary to have a little pain. You need to grow into it, or maybe grow up a little bit instead of always being such a wimp. How's that?
Well, then there's a lot of pain. I mean, I had painkillers after my C-section because Motrin wasn't going to cut that.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Hopperman. It's important to stay safe while having fun in the water. Dr. Annie Ahrens, emergency medicine physician at Hennepin County Medical Center in Minneapolis, is here with water safety tips.
This summer, be sure to teach your children water safety and make sure everyone in your family is trained in hands-only CPR. If you have a pool, be sure to install fencing with self-closing gates at least 4 feet high to separate the pool from the house and the yard.
Drowning is the second leading cause of death in children aged 1 to 4.
If this emergency occurs, the American Heart Association recommends calling 911 and administering rescue breaths along with chest compressions. Make sure you have a family safety plan, learn to swim, and remember life jackets. Half of all boating deaths can be prevented with their use.
Find out where you can learn hands-only CPR and get additional water safety tips at heart.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The stock market sell-off deepened Monday with the Standard & Poor's 500 entering a bear market. Faced with rising chances of a Federal Reserve rate hike, investors broadly unloaded risk. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3.9%. as 495 of its 500 components ended the day lower. The declines left the United States benchmark down more than 20% from its January record. More than 125 million Americans were under heat warnings and advisories overnight as a dangerous heat wave that began in the Southwest heads into central and southern United States. The National Weather Service is warning that a dangerous combination of heat and humidity will affect the majority of the lower 48 states before the week is over. And there's a few signs the heat will not go away, as the first official day of summer is in 1 week. It is Flag Day in the United States. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
California lifeguards said the population of great white sharks has increased 5 times between 2017 and 2021, revealing that nearly all of the sightings were young sharks. Chris Lowe, a professor in marine biology, says Southern California is their nursery, and San Diego has become a hotspot for sharks. One of the reasons they occupy near shore areas, in particular, the young like to eat stingrays. Peter Navarro, former advisor for President Trump on Newsmax Monday, says Congress has weaponized the January 6th committee, calling it a kangaroo court.
That Congress is not supposed to weaponize its investigatory powers for judicial ends, and we can't, by the separation of powers in our Constitution, act as judge, jury, and executioner as the judicial function is. So what you're seeing with this very scripted event, the kangaroo court, is essentially the trial of Donald Trump yet again. And I would say, Eric, that all 7 Democrats on that select committee, as it's called, have a 5-year history of trying to basically a coup d'etat, remove Trump from office for bogus reasons, whether it was the discredited Russia hoax to begin with, 2 phony impeachments, and 3 House resolutions that try to remove Trump for various reasons, for bogus reasons.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I happen to be Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is here with me, enjoying the fruits of our labors and conversation. Did you know that lions do not eat mice? Did you know that?
Really?
Lions?
Wow, the Lion King lied about that then.
Really? Did the Lion King eat mice?
No, there's in the Lion King, Scar tries to catch a field mouse to eat, and then it gets away. And he's like, Zazu, you made me lose my lunch. And then he goes after Zazu.
Apparently.
You haven't seen the Lion King, you're missing out.
No, I haven't seen the Lion King. I've listened to some of the music from it. I think it's kind of cool. But I haven't, no.
I'm not a big animated movie fan, frankly. That movie that's out right now that's animated looks just plain stupid. I'm not the audience. So for me, it's not worth the trouble. And maybe that's what we're talking about here with lions. Apparently in the real world, lions don't think mice are worth the effort. They don't bother because there's not much there. The lion uses its energy to chase the big stuff because, you know, they're hungrier and they're not going to be there smart enough to know they won't be satiated by chasing a mouse. So apparently the lion isn't on the same page as the real lions. I thought that was interesting, too. That's why I chased it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's something to be aware of. Yet another one of the things, I guess, that are indicative of our time. The Shields Healthcare Group, which is based here in Massachusetts. They do imaging. They do health management. They have millions and millions of people who belong to the group. They have announced a major hack. So very sensitive information about millions of people now in the hands of hackers. And some, what do we call them? Malicious actors. There's a nice, how about that? That's politically correct, right? You're a hacker? No. You're not a hacker. You're a malicious actor. Okay, well, whatever you are.
That's offensive to actors.
Yeah, you're right. That probably somebody will sue. So anyway, the people at Shield said, upon discovery, we took steps to secure our systems. Yeah, that's after the fact. And it's not about blaming them. I'm not blaming anybody. Well, I blame the hackers, I guess, as much as anything else. But this just shows you the fragility of the systems. We are so connected to technology. And yet, there's, you know, people who will steal your info. Who knows what they do with it? But if you went to Shields, I've been to Shields to have an MRI done. So let's say somebody wants to find out something about the results of my MRI for whatever the reason. Who knows? They want to prove I'm crazy. Who knows? But so Shields puts up somewhere on the black web, they put up a notice. You want information about Doug Steffen's brain? Give us $500 and we'll give you the information. Because that's what they do with the stuff. Right? They just put it up on the black, what do they call it? Not the black, the dark web. Right?
The dark
web, that stuff,
yeah.
The dark web. And you can buy pretty much anything.
A lot of it, too, is about, and a lot of it, too, is about stealing identities. So
yeah.
Identities, because especially with medical situations, they have your date of birth, your full name, oftentimes social security number in there.
Here's a comment on that from a fellow named Nixon. There should be a law that makes the companies accountable for losing, quote unquote, their customers' personal information, whether through hacking or otherwise. Those companies ought to be liable for punitive damages for their inability to keep their customers' information confidential.
I suppose. I don't know.
Why not have that as a law?
They should
have better systems?
Yeah, they should be responsible. Be responsible to having updated systems, check their systems for security threats. And there's so many companies that offer that. Why shouldn't they be held responsible for it?
Okay.
If we're supposed to trust them to give our personal information, we should know that it's secure. I'm constantly getting notifications on my phone about different apps or different accounts, and this password has shown up in a data breach. You might want to go change your password. And I'm so thankful that I have that, so anytime that happens, I can go change passwords. But, yeah, if I'm giving my medical doctor all of my information, including my social security card,
I don't have to take the necessary precautions. There's a lesson there. This is for everybody listening. Do not give your doctor your social security number. They don't need it. They can't require it by law. I never give my social security. They'll say, well, what's your social security number? I said, I'm not giving it to you. Don't give your doctor. Don't give nobody needs your social security number. But the IRS and the bank. Don't give it to anybody else. Nobody. You're foolish
if you do that, because it's more info for these guys to hack, and they don't need your, so what do they need your Social Security number for? What are they going to do with your Social Security number? That's not something they need to treat you. They just need to know.
I did always wonder that, why it was on the form. Well,
never,
and also, if
never,
you are...
Never. Go ahead.
Well, and not just Social Security, but if you do have personal information and you're face-to-face with somebody and they ask this information and they do need it, or even a credit card number or your home address or something, write it down. Write it down and then hand it to them and then request that piece of paper back so you can know that it's properly disposed of. Don't say it out loud because you never know who's listening.
I never, ever, ever put that kind of sensitive information on anything that's in a computer. Never. You want... Bob and I, my pal Bob, who does a lot of great work with me, sometimes we have to pay for stuff with a credit card. And he'll send it to me. He knows better now. I will not put credit card information on an email and send it. I just don't. I won't do it. I think it's so easy. You know, people say, that's like shopping at Amazon. Oh, it's so easy. Oh, yeah, really? Wait until the truck runs over your dog in your driveway. They're delivering the Amazon. That was a story I saw yesterday. One of the local people here, dog in the driveway, Amazon guy comes wheeling into the driveway, runs over the dog.
That's so awful.
Of course, it's terrible.
I didn't know that they pulled into driveways. I thought they always that delivery.
Well, in some places they can't get off the road. You hear me complaining about them all the time because they park in the middle of the road, and they sure as hell most of these drivers don't know how to drive. They're just kids who are lucky enough to get $17 an hour to drive around in a van.
Yeah, we need a quick good news story. A good news story for the delivery drivers. I saw this video floating around on social media about a delivery driver. I can't remember if it was Amazon or UPS, but they are bringing the package up to the door, and they notice that this place has an American flag hanging on one of those poles by the awning and the pillars, and the flag got wrapped up because of the wind. So this person takes the flag off, unravels it to get it so how it should be, and then puts it back. Just one of those small acts of kindness that goes above and beyond.
Oh, okay, that's cool. All right, that's good. Now, is this considered then a good story? The story of the sixth grader who didn't get any yearbook signatures? Remember, did you? This is Cassandra Ritter.
Yes.
12-year-old. Yeah, go ahead. What's the
story? Starts off so sad because this kid, he was so upset that nobody wanted to sign his yearbook. And the few students who did only signed their name, no message. A couple teachers signed, but, you know, he wanted his peers. And he gets into the car, and his mom knows something's wrong, and he tells her what's going on, shows the yearbook. The mom takes his social media to a Facebook group for parents at the school. And I was just like, can you please encourage your kids to be kind, and her son is a little bit like very intelligent, wiser beyond his years, and sometimes struggles to connect with kids his own age. And the older kids at school heard about this from their parents who were in this Facebook group, and so then the next day at school they are all rallying around this kid and signing his yearbook, all these great encouraging messages and taking photos with him. And he went from struggling to find somebody to sign his yearbook to all of a sudden having all these older kids looking out for him and being friends. And then the kids that were in his grade who previously didn't want to sign his yearbook were all rallying around him as well. And they suddenly were, you know, lining up to sign his yearbook. And he went home just with a big smile on his face and telling his mom how it was like he had the best day ever.
Oh, so that's a sweet. It ended up very well.
And it also shows that kindness encourages kindness.
Yeah, it sure does. Okay, in a moment, a famous couple is found guilty of bank fraud. We'll get to that after this.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, We will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, it's 46 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm the Dugger, and Jay Kirshner is here. The Kirshner. What, you don't have, there's no nickname for you. Jay Bird, that's right. We decided.
Technically, Jay is a nickname. My given name
that's
is Jessica.
Right. Jessica. Like, my given name is Dudley. So, Dudley and Jessica. Maybe we should just change the program. Instead of Doug Steffen's Good Day, it's Jessica and Dudley. There's a neon lights everywhere. There it is. Okay,
so many more letters.
Ah, yes, it's very, very hard, very difficult to wrap yourself around that. The verdict is in for Todd and Julie Crisley. Why anybody? I watched after we had a discussion about this, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, and Victoria said, or maybe you said, I don't remember who said it, maybe Jennifer did, that this was a show. Everybody's watching this show. So it was on, I think, USA, and I came across it one day, and I thought the guy was a moron. I didn't get anything about, I couldn't imagine why people would spend more than a nanosecond watching these two. But apparently, there's a television program there, so now they're notoriety.
Chrisley Knows Best, yeah, people love that show.
Really? Well, now they're going to go to jail, apparently, because they're guilty of bank fraud. They're in court in this. They live in Georgia. Is that why? I guess that's why they're in court in Georgia.
Yes. Yeah. It's Georgia, and I feel like at one point they moved to Nashville, or maybe one of their kids moved to Nashville. I think they're in Georgia. But yeah, so the verdict is in, and the Crisleys were found guilty. Todd and Julie, the parents, were found guilty on a laundry list of charges, according to a county clerk in the Northern District of Georgia, including guilty of bank fraud, tax evasion. Their accountant was also found guilty on related charges, including aiding and abetting the filing of
this. This just shows you how stupid they really are. Really. Well, look at the stuff they tried to get away with. You don't get away. Some stuff, if you're smart, you can get away with. But they weren't even smart about it, apparently.
Yeah, according to the indictment, Todd worked with a partner to make it look like one of his bank accounts had $4 million when they actually didn't even have an account at the bank at the time. And the feds even found an email that Todd sent to his partner in this whole situation that he's like, you're a genius. You just make it show up $4 million, over $4 million. Like, he left a paper trail.
Can you give me that guy's number? I'd like to have him do a little accounting for me. Right.
They face up to 30 years in prison.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail. I just want $4 million. Can we do that? Let's see how we can work on that corner, or work around that corner, if you will. Speaking of around the corner, it's 10 before the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three past the hour now. Good day, health. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. The back and forth. I heard another. I was listening to a. Actually, it was a music program. The disc jockey was talking about coffee and a study on coffee that was good. Basically, suggesting that drinking coffee lowers your risk of dying. And then after he went through the results of the survey, his quip was, well, that's the study for today, but tomorrow or the next day there'll be another study telling you how bad coffee is for you. So, with that as a backdrop, Ken, does drinking coffee lower your risk of death?
Well, yes, according to a good study in a very legitimate journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine, a mainstream medical journal. And this is a big study. What they basically showed was the sweet spot was about 2.5 to 3.5 cups a day, significantly lowered the risk of death. And the good news is, even with a little bit is the key word, of sweetener in it, the effect was maintained. But people who enjoy their coffee, doctors like coffee, and maybe that's why this was done, but it seems to have some benefit. So enjoy your coffee. If it causes you palpitations or insomnia, you're taking too much or should maybe stay away from it. But if you tolerate it well and you're staying under 400 milligrams of caffeine each day, enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, there's that. There's guys like me, chocolate, coffee, about the same thing. I like chocolate and I don't like dark chocolate. So whether that would add sooner or later to palpitations, it's part of the same family anyway, and something to think about for sure. Here's a question about people with type 2 diabetes and whether it affects your cognition.
That is, are you, is it, can you say cognition has to do with smarts? What's the, I suppose, definition of cognition or cognitive reasoning?
Cognition is the ability to think and remember.
Okay.
And right. Type 2 diabetes is the kind of diabetes you get as an adult, not as a child, usually in people who are obese. And just another important reason to get to ideal body weight, to make sure the blood sugar, the hemoglobin A1C is normal, because it seems like type 2 diabetics just score lower on these thinking and memory tests. This is out of eLife last month.
All right, so then that begs the question, chicken and egg, which comes first with some people, diabetes and then the weight gain, or weight gain first and then diabetes? Because I've seen people that weren't heavy that had diabetes, and then they got heavy.
Adult type 2, adult onset diabetes, almost always it's the obesity. You then become insensitive to insulin. You make too much of it, and then the blood sugar goes up. Type 1, you don't have enough insulin. This is more common in youngsters, so-called juvenile diabetes, and people are not obese. And these are the way it is usually. It's not always this way.
So there's another study, the question about losing weight and what that does to men in terms of making sperm. If you're really heavy, you can't make sperm, right? You're shooting
exactly.
Blanks?
Exactly. Human Reproduction Medical Journal lately showing that men who are having fertility issues and are obese, losing weight may help it. I think it all has to do with testosterone levels. It's amazing, men, you're concerned about your testosterone level. Think about your heart health. Everything you can do to live a heart, healthy life will raise your testosterone level naturally.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go back to cognition for a moment here, because there's a question about children who are breastfed. That's been a big deal because of the lack of formula around, baby formula. But then there are women who can't breastfeed. Some women have gone back to breastfeeding. So what happens to children who are breastfed, generally speaking?
Not to put more pressure on mom, they have enough. But out of PLOS-1 this week, we learned that breastfed children actually score higher on these tests of memory and thinking. So if you can breastfeed, please give the kids the benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are all those things that are important. I have cows on my farm, as you know, and when the calves are born,
they have great
very
cognition,
important.
Your cows.
Yes, they're very smart cows. That's because we put them, for the first, sometimes 4, 5, 6 months of their lives, they're nursing off their mothers or a nurse cow, and that makes them much healthier all the way around. So something to be learned.
And hanging around you all day.
Right, that's right. That makes them very inquisitive, to be sure. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.